You're seeing a record number of people file for unemployment, and that is actually better for our health in more ways than just COVID-19.
We see it all over social media. Stories of people joining together. Stories of people focusing on we and not so much about me.
Unemployment is, generally speaking, not correlated with health, with having good health.
However, Portland economist and City Observatory director Joe Courtwright says there is a silver lining when you look at the bigger picture. First, he reemphasizes the point that, yes, being out of work doesn't help me.
We know that, you know, anytime you're laid off from your job, that's adverse to your health. So it's got a negative consequence on you. But we also know when the economy slows down, even though some people get laid off, the rest of us may experience less traffic, less congestion, certainly less air pollution. And the evidence is actually in recessions, the overall mortality rate goes down. But that doesn't mean that helps you if you're unemployed.
So fewer people on the move essentially means fewer overall deaths among Americans. And
unemployment is actually the treatment for the pandemic, if you think about it. We've got to have a timeout, and that, unfortunately affects some people more than others, which is why the policies for, you know, enhanced unemployment insurance and payments to businesses are so important, is because we're asking those people to sacrifice for the benefit of all of us.
You've heard us report on concerns from investors about rising inflation with all this government stimulus, printing money. Courtwright says, not so fast.
Some inflation would be a really good thing right now. We've been stuck in basically a deflationary cycle since the Great Recession started. Mm-hmm. And that encourages people to hang on to their money and not spend it. And a little bit of inflation, and I'm not saying hyperinflation, but some inflation would give people some encouragement to go out and spend their money, which would help stimulate the economy, which is what we're going to need coming out of this. So, at least for the next year or so, I wouldn't worry about inflation a whole heck of a lot. In fact, a little bit of inflation would be a sign that things are on the path back to whatever the new normal is going to be.
Courtwright says people are being helped as much as possible. He says despite the economic pain, we as a nation are on the right track.
I think we have some glimmers of evidence that the strategy that we're all pursuing together of limiting our travel, of staying at home, of social distancing is starting to have an effect. And if we keep at it, I think there's good reason to be optimistic that we can get through this.